is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. With early voting well underway, Colorado's gubernatorial candidates staked out their positions one last time during their eighth and final debate, hosted by KCNC Channel 4 and Colorado Public Television last Friday night. As KUNC's Benta Berkland reports, among the routine topics, things got heated over the issue of public safety.
With the race between Governor John Hickenlooper and Republican Bob Beaupre still too close to call, both campaigns are flooding the airwaves with TV ads ahead of November 4th. One from Beaupre referencing the death of Department of Corrections Chief Tom Clements was singled out.
My intention still is to raise a serious question about John Hickenlooper's failed record on public safety. I think that needs to be a governor's first responsibility, is to protect and defend the safety of the citizens. And on my watch, that will absolutely be a priority. I never intended to offend Lisa.
Lisa is Tom Clements' widow. She asked Beaupre to remove the reference to her husband's death from the ad, which he did. Hickenlooper says Clements was a close friend, and the ad crossed the line.
And I do think that invoking his death for political purposes, I'm still dumbfounded, and I know it was difficult not just for Lisa and her two daughters, but for everyone.
A parolee killed Clements after spending most of his prison time in solitary confinement. Hickenlooper said Clements had been working hard to reduce the number of people in solitary.
We're down to a couple hundred people now, and no one being released directly to the public. So the problem that was being raised has been solved.
But Beaupre says the difficulties with administrative segregation still exist.
All he did was turn those in ADSEG back into the general prison population, and guess what? Prisoner-on-prisoner violence is up. Our streets aren't safer.
The two candidates also touched on the death penalty, transportation, and energy development. On that topic, Hickenlooper says he's confident his oil and gas task force will come up with recommendations that give lawmakers guidance on ways to reduce public concern over fracking.
Through electrical drilling and rubber grommets, it can be quiet. We shroud it so there's not light. And then once the well is drilled, we make sure there are gauges so that the water and air is clean, and that we can really guarantee that that there are no harmful effects to that dwelling.
In fact, Hickenlooper says energy development is one area that he's bucked Democrats.
Many in my party feel that hydraulic fracturing or any kind of hydrocarbon extraction is dangerous and should be banned. But oil and gas, especially that natural gas, is a transition fuel that's going to get us to a cleaner future.
But Beaupre says the task force is the wrong approach because it extends uncertainty around energy development. He says the public should have had a chance to decide on two anti-fracking ballot initiatives backed by Democratic Congressman Jared Polis. Polis pulled them when Hickenlooper created the task force as a compromise.
What he wanted to do is get these draconian extreme measures off the ballot so he and Mark Udall didn't have to deal with them in their reelection campaigns. And he was caving in, capitulating to Jared Polis. What should have been done, especially in this 2014 year, was to defeat these measures soundly.
Beaupre has gone back and forth on this topic. He's said in earlier interviews that he's glad the measures aren't on the ballot. As for going against his own party, Beaupre says he'll take a more modest stance when it comes to illegal immigration.
Some in my party have been a little strident on the question of illegal immigration. I think it's time we all face facts that we're a better nation than this and a better state than this, and we need to find a solution to that long-standing problem.
At the end of the hour-long debate, both men made their closing statements, starting with Congressman Beaupre.
You know, a governorship is a terrible thing to waste. And in a very serious way, that's why I'm in this. I want to provide opportunity to this great state that it's always provided to me. I don't want to run your life. I want you to have the freedom to run your own life. I don't want to run your family or your small business, but I want you to have the freedom and the liberty to do that for yourself. That's what will guide me every single day.
And here's Hickenlooper.
4 years ago, we had $1 billion shortfall in the state budget. We were 40th in job creation. 4 years later, we've come back and we are now have gone from 40th to 4th. We have a $650 million rainy day fund. We've had 35 consecutive months of job growth. That's the most since 1996.
And that's the final word in front of a televised audience from the last gubernatorial debate this election season. I'm Benta Berkland.